With a brand new single is someone we know and love, and not in a bad way, but from lockdown. Petty Biscuit, hello. I'm so stoked to meet you.
Hello. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Okay, so I said that we know and love you from lockdown, right? And it's weird because I have lockdown songs that I discovered that I listen to them and they take me back to kind of a dark place. Your song, Sunset
Okay.
Lover, makes me so happy still. Like it's still one of the
Oh,
songs that
cool.
I listen to and I go to a good place. Where were you when you wrote it? What was the vibe?
Yeah, that's funny. I was in my just teenage room, you know, like teenage bedroom when I was writing it, you know, and I was very young. I was 15, I guess. Yeah, I was 15. I was in my hometown during summer, I guess. I was very vibing into like all the indie electronic kind of vibe, like Odessa, Flume, all those things. And I was like, okay, let's blend all of these things that I like and make it mine in a way. And so I just I think it was like I was just starting to practice guitar, because I've learned guitar as an autodidact, and I've played those chords, Sunset Lover. It was funny. It was like on $100 guitar, just with the savings that I had. I just bought this guitar, and yeah, it was I think I've made this song in a few hours. I think it was one of the songs that took me like the less time to make, and I've sent it to my friends, and they were like, first I wasn't sure to release it, because I was like, it sounds very different from what I used to make. But I was like, okay, let's send it to my friends, and they were all like, very excited about that. Like, they were all telling me that it's a very special song. So I was like, okay, let's release it and see what happens. Lucky me, I released it,
How did it change your life? Because how old were you, firstly, when you released it? How old were you?
Yeah, I was 15. I'm 24, so it was like almost 10 years ago.
Okay.
It changed my life for real. But when I released it, I couldn't even imagine that it was changed my life like that. I couldn't even imagine that I could make music as my like full-time job. Just touring like all around the world, now it's fantastic, and it still feels kind of weird to me, because I'm still making music, but it's always like sounding different. I was like, okay, I'm just I just feel like I'm just kind of lucky. I don't even feel like I'm legitimate to be here. I'm more like, okay, I've played the game, and just luck and chance in a way.
No, I don't think so. I think that you might have imposter syndrome, but I definitely think that you deserve to be here. And
Thank you.
you know what? This is so inspiring because I think a lot of people need to hear that whatever you create, you should put out there. You should always put it out there because you never know. It could
You
be
never know.
this, and you could be moving from your childhood bedroom to this amazing studio that I'm seeing you in and touring the
Yeah.
world, and your
You
life has changed. You know, you never know.
never know, yeah. So, but it's that's funny, because when I started my project Petit Biscuit, I was releasing like all the things that I was making, like not all the things, but like 90% of the work that I was making. And now I'm more and more selective and very exigent, to choose the song that I'm gonna release, because I feel like like the more you walk the path, and the more you want to show to the people something very precise, and sometimes I feel like I could I feel like I just want to go back and maybe like release some more like some more stuff in a very simple way.
Would you do that? Would you consider doing like a another personality, not a Petit Biscuit, and releasing some of the older stuff under another name? Or would you do it under Petit Biscuit?
I think I'll do it now under Petit Biscuit, because it feels like, I'm always talking about like a project, Petit Biscuit, but it's in reality it's just me, it's just me releasing some music. And is it was there was something with the latest album that I released, Discipline, which felt kind of like very it was an ambitious project to me, like took me almost 3 years to finalize it. And now I'm like, I just, I want to do it differently, just for the people to see like different faces and of myself. And yeah, I think, music has advanced in a like very weird way, like this last years. And I just feel like people, like in reality, people, I think that people just want to hear some good music that talks to them, and so I w for Discipline, I was like, I'm gonna make something with like a I had to do like the perfect music video, like the perfect visual stuff around, but now I'm like, what does perfect really means, as long as it's out of my head, and it's like, and it feels like right to this, like for example, for music video, as long as it feels like coherent with the song, and I want to just feel like, just be more just more like easy with the stuff that I'm gonna release for period. And maybe I'll go back to some like very ambitious stuff. But now, like, after Discipline, maybe I'm just gonna like release some more like music often, and do some collaborations, maybe just want to open myself into more, like discover more things into this music, universe.
So obviously, there's pressure, right, after the success that you've had. So I think that it's only normal that when you're releasing, you're overthinking it and you want to be ambitious and you want to make it perfect. But I also think that maybe you lose magic in trying to make it perfect because Sons and Lovers wasn't perfect and it was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
So
But
Discipline is the new album. You also have a single that we're going to play here on Jacaranda FM. It's called Cruel Heart,
cool.
and I believe it's about toxic relationships, which we all love at the moment.
I wrote this song with Madeon, who's like French artist as well, but he's living in LA right now. And we were like, friends for so long, and I sent him this demo without even thinking about like making a collab with him. And he was like, oh, I'm writing like a few songs this time. I would love to write a top line on top of it. And I was like, okay, let's go, let's try it. And he made like a V1 who was the perfect one already.
Wow.
And And he started, to talk about this kind of like character who's like, who's kind of toxic. And I was like, yeah, it fits, that's not my type, but it feels like it fits perfectly to the song, to like to the atmosphere of the song. So let's, let's deep dive into this theme and maybe write more things about that. And I'm not a toxic guy, so
Yeah. They all
I've
say
just tried
that.
to That's true. So I've just, observe like some guys around. Not only guys, but like just relationships in general. And I love to, I love to write some personal things sometimes, but it feels like it's so funny to like to observe some different people and how they're living and how you could tell a story about that. And yeah, it's another part of the songwriting that I haven't tried before, but that it's very interesting to do it this way.
I really, really enjoyed the song, and I'm looking very forward to listening to the album on repeat. So, will you be joining us in South Africa at any point in the near future?
I love to go to Africa at some point, but for 2024, I'm not gonna I haven't planned any tour at this moment. So maybe it's gonna be on 2025 next year. I've never, I've never been to Africa, but I love to. And yeah, I hope there's some people who is listening to my mu music there and who likes it,
No, we
Maybe
love it.
I'll go someday. Oh, thank you. Thank
Definitely,
you.
definitely come here. Okay, so discipline is out. What next? What is the rest of 2024 for Petit Biscuit?
Yeah, as I told you at the start, maybe I'm gonna release some more songs. And I love to do some collaborations maybe, and yeah, just some more songs for 2024, and for 2025 I'm just planning a big tour, I hope, I guess. I don't have the dates for the moment, but I'm just working on it at the moment, because I'm not doing any DJ sets, more like a live show with some visuals, and it's taking so much time to like to make it perfect. And yeah, I hope to not be too long and to be able to tell the people that I'm gonna go soon on tour.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. Before I let you go, for someone who is making music in their childhood bedroom, who's going, I don't know if this gun is gonna work, like I don't know if I should put it out there, what advice do you have for little you back then?
Oh yeah. That's a good question. I think like patience is the key. Also don't be afraid to try anything, I don't know, like don't if you make music, like don't choose only one style, but maybe just explore the different genres and influences. I think it's very important to create your own signature, because like people, like I always hear some people, some producers who's sending me some message and telling me, yeah, I'm a rapper, I'm a singer, I don't know. I'm making pop music, but I feel like if you want to be very interesting in this like music, universe, like you got to be very different. Like you got to explore a lot of different things. I know that it's not the best way to make money as a musician. But if you're here, it's not if you're here, it's not to make it's not only to make money. If you're here, it's like to bring something interesting into this music history,